producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Welcome to you listeners all over America and throughout the world, the World Wide Web. We've got a growing audience, and we're sure glad you're spending a little bit of your weekend with us this week. Warming up, got the fall weather coming in, but warming up down in my neck of the woods. We're going to be 87, 88 degrees a day. If you got to take a choice, either warming up, which is doing all over the country, or go up to our listeners at KFAR, 660 AM in Fairbanks, Alaska. The high today is 38. The low is 27. So, you know, take your choice, real warm or real cold, and where you happen to go. Hey, I had a buddy of mine pass away. You listeners over in Morehead City and Valdosta, Georgia, know a country singer and a pop singer that goes way back, Billy Joe Royal. He was a contemporary of Sam Cooke and Fats Domino, the Isley Brothers. And Billy Joe Royal and I got to meet on four or five occasions. I'd interview him. We became friends. He let me know when he came over to this neck of the woods in the Deep South. And an interesting guy, very decent fella. He died at 75, had a lot of hits over his years. Tell It Like It Is. Here's one. Let's see if you remember this hit going back to the, say, the 60s. It was so popular, hit number one all over the country. Down in the Boondocks, Billy Joe Royal. Died in his sleep at 75, in full life, and just passed away, his friend said, over there in Morehead City at 75 years old. Sorry to see that. A great singer go. Easy going, just enjoyed life, and really liked the fellow. I'm sorry that we miss him. He passed away. Another death that really hit home to us down in my neck of the woods was Chef Paul Prudhomme. If you know anything about cooking, and you've heard of the great chefs in America, Emeril Lagasse, and so many names that you see on television and opening up restaurants all over this country that are becoming so popular, one of the real standard bearers and trendsetters back in the 70s was Chef Paul Prudhomme. He was the Cajun who popularized spice in your foods. You know, we've often, and we still have parts of the country I happen to love. I love the listeners out in San Francisco and Seattle, but they got to spice up their food a little bit more, right? And Prudhomme was he came up with the Holy Trinity. The Holy Trinity in cooking is onion, celery, and bell pepper. Put it in everything he cooked. Also throw in green onions and parsley. And sprinkle this on top of the fish that he cooked. K. Paul's restaurant in New Orleans is a real classic. And he really brought into the mainstream foods like gumbos and etouffees and jambalaya. Said, we've got to take American foods and put an American imprint on it. We just can't have all European influence cooking in this country today. And Prudhomme was a real trailbreaker. I used to be on a cooking show. You ever heard of a cooking show on the radio? I used to do a cooking show on the radio back in the 1970s. A good friend of mine, Frank Davis, hosted the show. I'd come down from my home in North Louisiana, drive a couple of hours, and we'd go on the air about 6 in the morning on a flagship station, WWL. It's heard all over America. And in any event, Prudhomme would come on, and we'd cook, and he'd have his little stove there, little portable stove, and he'd cook there over butane brain gas and put in some, at the time, redfish was considered somewhat of a trash fish. No one ate redfish down this way. They'd eat speckled trout, and they'd eat pompano and different other types of fish, but redfish was not considered a real delicacy. Prudhomme was the first to introduce the redfish craze and went into the blackened redfish, which was so popular all over America. I wasn't crazy about blackened redfish particularly, but it was so popular. And Prudhomme put all these spices in his foods, and we'd cook them there on the radio show. Now, Paul was at one point, gosh, he weighed over 500 pounds, slimmed down in later years to about 200 pounds, but very, very heavy. And one day the sauces were just out of this world. And I said, Chef, how do you get the sauces to taste so good, just so much better than in other places I've tasted? He said, Jim, it's very easy. Instead of the 97.6 butter fat that most chefs use when they're making up their sauces, I use 99.5 butter fat. So horrible for you, terrible for you, but just absolutely delicious. Like I say, Prudhomme was known for his innovations in so many ways. He'll leave a lasting imprint. You can Google, and his cookbook sold a million copies or more. Best-selling cookbooks of all time. His herbs and spices are listed in the Southern Food and Beverage Museum. You can order them online. But if we really missed and lost, a great loss for us, his restaurant, K. Paul's, is right down the French Quarter, about two blocks where I often broadcast from, where I've got a place down the French Quarter. I go down for weekends, and this weekend we happen to be in my home of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, our flagship station, WJBO. 1150 AM is our flagship, but I go to often broadcast out of New Orleans and go by K. Paul's restaurant, which is Paul Prudhomme's wonderful restaurant that will still stay open. It's a community restaurant. It's not fine dining. The food is just unbelievable. But you sit at wood tables, and you might sit with some people from other towns who are there. They don't seat you in individual tables, which I think is kind of neat. You know, you meet people from all over the country, all over the world who come down there, and I'm sure that restaurant situation will continue down there. Paul Prudhomme died at 75. Billy Joe Royal, this is kind of spooky to me, folks. Billy Joe Royal, who we talked about earlier, dies at 75. Paul Prudhomme dies at 75. I happen to be 75, so I'm not going to eat a whole lot of that 99% butter fat that the chef talked about, but I sure eat that Holy Trinity, and it's no dispersion on our religious friends. And in fact, I'll tell you about a Catholic service I was at this weekend, but the Holy Trinity of Cajun cooking is onion, celery, and bell pepper. That's the very base when you put a roux together, and or stew, soup, sauce, jambalaya. It's always got to have those three ingredients. Then you touch it up with green onions, parsley sprinkled on the top, and we put that on everything we eat down in this neck of the woods. So sure going to miss you, Chef Paul, and sure going to miss you, Billy Joe Royal. I said I went to a Catholic Mass this week. This happens all over the country. You listeners up in Philadelphia, New York, any of the cities that has a large Catholic population kicks off the first Monday in October as what they call the Red Mass. And all of the lawyers in the state, well, I say majority lawyers, primarily Catholic lawyers, but all the judges in the state generally participate. We had a marvelous service at the St. Louis Cathedral. This is America's oldest continuing cathedral, located on Jackson Square, right in the heart of the French Quarter. And the Archbishop always performs a service, and he was there. In our case down where we happen to live, is Archbishop Amon, just a congenial, wonderful Catholic priest who's risen to be an archbishop. And it was there at the St. Louis Cathedral, first-rate Mass. It was really nice to have all the lawyers and all the judges and lots of elected officials kicking off the new year, the judicial year, and it's tied to the 1st of October. That's when the Supreme Court starts meeting again up in our country, up in Washington. The Supreme Court kicks off their judicial year the 1st of October. So to celebrate the kicking off of this special year and to reemphasize the fact that we're out for justice in this country today, fairness, particularly in trying times of so many disputes over so many legal issues, whether it be gay marriage, Obamacare, I can go right down the line, abortion, those issues. Stay with us. Judicial interpretations, we need fair lawyers, and the Red Mass was an important part, and I was honored to be there this week. We got a great show today. We're going to talk about the flooding over in South Carolina. Got some good guests to talk about any number of things. So stay with us. Freshen up your coffee. My website is www.jimbrownusa.com. We'll be right back after this message.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
If you're a contractor working in homes built before 1978, you could be fined. Fined up to $37,500. $37,500 per day per violation. If you're a landlord or property manager with rental properties, properties built before 1978, you too could be fined. Fined up to $37,500. $37,500. We're Kachina. Kachina Lead Paint Solutions. Helping contractors and landlords comply with the new lead paint laws. Avoid the penalties. If you work on pre-78 houses, you must certify your firm. You must be a certified renovator to test for lead paint. If positive, you must use lead safe work practices. You must keep a tight paper trail in case of an audit. This law is enforced by the EPA or your state. If you remodel or rent properties built before 78, call Kachina for free information and a free phone audit. Call 888-800-5224. 888-800-5224. KachinaLeadPaintSolutions.com. Call is free. The audit is free. 888-800-5224. Kachina Lead Paint Solutions.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hard-working men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
You know, our hearts go out to those folks over in South Carolina with all that massive flooding that is still continuing over there. Even though the water is crested, all those dams are bringing water down to lower areas, and the terrible tragedy continues. We know a lot about that, having lived through Hurricane Katrina and regular hurricane seasons in my neck of the woods. And one of the aftertastes, one of the things that happen after it all is, you're going out to buy a used car, and you put your faith in the used car dealer, and maybe you look over Craigslist or buy it over the internet, and how are you sure that there's not flooding, there's not significant damage to the car that you can't see? You look it over, it's all been polished up. How do you do something like that? I want to get an expert to tell us this. Ray Huffines has the Huffines Auto Dealerships throughout the entire surrounding Dallas area. Got a 90-year-old family business, 9 locations, multiple brands that he sells. He certainly knows the car business. So I just wanted to call and ask Ray a little bit about this whole flow. Ray, welcome to the Common Sense Show today. Hey, Ray, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, good. Ray, I was telling my listeners that, you know, after that South Carolina flooding, and we have a lot of flooding down here in the South where I live in Louisiana, so I'm going to buy a used car, maybe over Craigslist or off the internet, or to a used car lot. It's polished all up. It looks nice. You know, the tires are all washed down good. It starts up. How can I tell whether or not the car has had flood damage that's going to cause me a lot of problems in the months after I buy the car?
Well, that's a very good question, and caution should be the rule for looking for a car, because it will have problems. If it's been flooded in time, it's going to cause a lot of problems. I guess the first thing is the smell test. Does it smell musty, or do you smell a strong odor of cleaning fluids that maybe someone's been trying to clean, or deodorizers or cover up? So that would be a telltale sign. Water damage, any kind of stains on the carpet, any kind of sand or silt under the carpets, under the seats, look in the trunk. The spare tire well is where water could collect in there. Fogged up headlights, taillights, those are all telltale signs. A title history search can help. But titles can be washed. That means they can transfer them from one state to another. Some states will brand the titles with the flood damage or total, and some won't. So the con men definitely know how to get around that. So I just say there's no guarantee, but the best is to do business with a reputable dealer. That would be the safest thing to do.
Well, you got 9 dealerships. I'm sure you've got a lot of used car lots. I mean, let's assume that you're offered 6 or 7 cars that have been flood damaged. Would you even, in your dealership, buy them and recondition them and then put a guarantee on them, or would
No.
you just stay away from them altogether?
No. We wouldn't even touch a car that's been flood damaged. I mean, you know, it may look okay. You might clean it up, and it may run okay, but it's most likely going to have some serious problems because of the corrosion in the electrical connections will start to cause problems over time. So, no, I would not recommend anyone taking a chance on a flood-damaged car, because it's just too big of a risk.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of them floating around, too, especially in the South Carolina area with so many cars over that way. You just say stay away from them altogether. So let's assume that at my income level, I just can't fork out, you know, probably the $25,000. I know I see some new cars in the $20,000 range, but $25,000 or so, and then you got the insurance. I can't, you know, but I'm in the $11,000 to $15,000 range, so I want a used car. How do you assess the dealership? How do you determine who's reputable and who's not? What are the guidelines that someone looking for a used car should follow, do you think?
Well, obviously, with the ratings like DealerRater and Cars.com and you know, Google. There are a lot of ratings out there that customers will put the reviews on, so I think that's one way. And how long have they been in business? And, you know, you can ask around about reputation. But back to buying a car, if the deal is too good to be true, it probably is. There are some good cars out there that are in that price range you talked about, you know, 10 to 15,000, maybe a little bit older car, but the mileage may not be too high. And these cars last a lot longer than they used to. So, you know, 100,000 miles, it's still got, a lot of them still have a lot of life left in them.
Yeah, well, how about, what were your dealerships? Do you have any foreign car dealerships, American cars? What do you guys have?
We have a Kia and a Hyundai and Subaru, along with Chevrolet and Chrysler.
Well, then the question is, and you're, this might put you on the spot because you've got both dealerships, but you mentioned the long life, and I've got a friend that's got a Toyota SUV, and he's got 200,000 miles on it. It's humming real well, and some people think that some foreign cars have longer life than American cars. I drive a GM product, and I went to, I think on my last Yukon, I went about 160,000 miles before I let it go. But are you finding our American cars about on par with your foreign car models that and often they'll advertise, hey, we've got a lot longer life?
Yeah. No, I think that was true in the past, but I don't think so anymore. I do think that the American car manufacturers have come a long ways in durability and reliability. You mentioned a Yukon. Well, I read an article, and it's confirmed in what I see, that the vehicles that last the longest are the large sport utilities and trucks. And it makes sense because they usually have V8 engines. They're just built heavier, heavy duty, and they just last longer. Now, you get a smaller car like a four-cylinder, it's probably not going to last as long as that Yukon or Suburban or Tahoe.
Yeah. You get a little rougher ride, I find, after, you know, 30, 40,000 miles. I've got an Escalade is what I'm driving, and there's still, you still don't get the smooth ride you get with a, you know, with a sedan out there, but that's just the price you pay for having a bigger car and hauling the kids and all the things that I haul and wherever I go. So I guess there's a balance you've got to decide out that way. So, well, you put it in good perspective there for us, Ray, and I want to tell our listeners that if you're in that Dallas, that surrounding area over that way, Ray's website, which is huffines.net, is on my website at jimbrownusa.com. And, Ray, listen, thanks for spending some time with us today. Have a nice rest of your weekend, and we appreciate you putting it in perspective. It's confusing, and we sure appreciate your time.
Oh, anytime. Thanks for calling.
Take care. Ray Huffines, who is an auto dealer, talking about stay away from a car that's flooded. Do some checking because you're just going to get a bum deal, going to get a lemon if you're not careful. Hey, this is the Common Sense Show, my website where you can have a lot of fun. Sign up for my weekly column and just look over a lot of the current news and some funny news. It's at www.jimbrownusa.com. I'm going to come back and talk about college loans, how you pay for college loans right after this message.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Heuer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
We're hearing more and more about the massive amount of student debt. Kids are going to college, they borrow under a variety of federally guaranteed programs or in the private sector, and there's some projections that student debt today is reaching $1.2 trillion. Of course, the problem is the job market is not what it once was, and you got to pick and choose what area that you pursue. If you want to be a lawyer or doctor, there's still plenty of need in the health care areas and others, but teaching professions in college, an English degree, I've got a degree in English literature, is not worth a heck of a lot on the job market today. So what are the choices you have to make? You just can't go off and go to the very best college if you can't afford it, and there's some parameters in which to look at. We're talking right now with Holly, the money therapist. That is our special guest. She's a CPA, and her name is Holly Signorelli. Her website is on my website at jimbrownusa.com. She's my expert. I want to put in this perspective. Hey, Holly, welcome to our show today.
Hey, Jim. How are you?
Doing fine on the weekend, and we're trying to pursue this massive amount of debt. And you know, I want every kid to get a college education, But it's the question of, can we afford to send every student to a four-year top-rated college, and when they can't pay their debt, the taxpayers are looking to pick it up. I mean, there's got to be some level of financial responsibility, and I'm just wondering if high schools and college counselors are putting into perspective the choices that young people have to make, because we're hearing more and more about this debt rising, kids defaulting, getting sued, can't get a job, and you've got to set some priorities, don't you?
Well, it's a big problem, because typically if somebody considers themselves being middle class, and along with things like a house and a car, it includes paying college for your kids. And nowadays, only about one-third of parents can pay for college for their kids, so they're having to get student loans. But what I'm seeing is that people aren't wanting to make sacrifices. So if you are having to pay for college with student loans, you can start by going to a community college. Something like 40 to 50% don't even graduate, and, you know, sadly. And also, people change their mind in the beginning, the first and second year. It's not uncommon to change your mind. So start off with community college. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And there's a lot of affordable universities. You do not have to graduate from a very expensive university to have a good degree. I mean, I personally went to UTD. Everybody told me it was the best accounting school. And I had to go to community college because at the time, UTD, and so this is a long time ago, by the way, it was just...
What is UCD? Holly, what is UCD?
What UCD, does that stand for? University of Texas at Dallas.
Okay, yeah, I see. There's a lot of choices out there. And, you know, our lifestyles are changing. It used to be there was a set curriculum where you'd go for 4 years. And I'll tell you, when I went to college back in the 60s, I started off at Southern Methodist University over in the Dallas area for 1 year. Then I went to the University of North Carolina. Then I went on to do graduate work over in England, and I went to Cambridge University. Then I graduated from Tulane Law School. Well, it was pretty standard. If you didn't graduate in 4 years back then it was a real taint on you. You know, you had to get out. Well, today, so many kids are working. You've got online courses. As you say, you've got community colleges. You can go to college at night. There are so many more options out there where you've got to tailor what you can afford and what the focus is that you want to do. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And in my practice, and I've done tens of thousands of returns over the years, I see so many people still paying off student loans in their 40s because their loan is out of proportion with their income. You really have to think about your income, because interestingly, if you're going to be a doctor or a lawyer, you know, they have a lot of programs where they can get those paid for by working for government assistance programs for medical and dental and things like that. So, interestingly, the people that have the means to pay their student loans also have the means to get it paid for them. So the people that are really, really hurting are the ones in kind of that middle class range where they're also not getting the government grants either. So they're having to pay their loans, and you cannot walk away from these loans. You cannot bankrupt them, and the IRS will take your returns forever. I see this all the time. So I always tell people, you know, get a degree or go to a college that you can afford based on what you're going to be making. And the easiest time to pay off a loan is right out of college. You know, most people at that point are not married and don't have kids yet. So that's the easiest time to be frugal and just pay those debts off for a few years. You can do that and still have a life in your 20s.
Yeah, you got to make some choices. You may not buy yourself a new car. I know in my case, it took me 10 years to pay off my college loan. And I was a lawyer, so I was a pretty good risk. They weren't going to push me, but I borrowed money to get through. But I think you referred to this earlier, Holly, that I think is so important, making a specific game plan. First of all, if you don't have your parents don't very wealthy and can't afford to pay your way, then you should get a job. And there are plenty of student jobs, whether you're working in the library or whether you're working at school or working off campus that you can pursue. I coached Little League football, and I was a night manager of a hotel for a while, and I guess my best guest gig, Holly, was playing my banjo on Bourbon Street at a place called Your Father's Mustache six nights a week so I could get my tuition to get me through law school. So a combination of working, a college loan, being responsible about not going to a school that just gouges you tuition-wise so high, and, a master plan early can make a huge difference in making it all work, right?
But you just reminded me of something, too. This is very common nowadays, and this is one of the really good things that the government's doing. But if you have just a normal degree from a normal university in certain areas, like my husband's cousin, Christy, she has a degree and she has a human resource job, and her company paid for her to get a master's degree. So think about that. Again, you do not have to go to a huge, expensive university if you're going to have to be paying for it yourself. And again, that's two-thirds of people that end up with student loan debt. That means less and less parents are able to afford it. So if you're going to have debt, have less debt, and then take advantage of these programs at these jobs and these great companies where they're going to pay for it, and then you can get a raise. They just pay for your education and your raise. And it's more important where you go for your master's degree, too. A lot of doctors do that, too. It's not as important where they go to a university as where they go to get their medical degree. So you got to think about that same theory as going to community college. Think about where you graduate, where you're going to end up.
Now, that's a good point about the master's degree. A number of companies will go ahead and pay you to do that. And many, if you start out maybe after your second year, you might go into a loan office for a bank or for a company of some kind, and they will go ahead and say, okay, come to work for us. We'll pay your tuition for you to go to school at night three times a week. And over a couple of years, you'll finish your degree that way. There are so many, I guess the point I'm making, and you are saying this the same thing, Holly, is there are so many choices out there compared to just going off to college and living in the dorm, and that's wonderful, and I wouldn't trade that experience for anything, but you got to be practical and realistic in the changing world of the internet, and offices don't close at 5 in the afternoon. Many offices work 24 hours a day. So finding a job where you can, where you're needed and gives you the flexibility of going on to school, part-time, full-time, whatever it happens to be. So you just got a lot of options out there today, don't you?
Absolutely, and take advantage of them. And I recommend that salaries.com page. It has a lot of jobs that you can take on that really make sense, in like human resources, economics, biology, engineering, jobs that
Holly,
really
I got
well.
Holly, I got a couple more questions to ask you. Got to take a break right now. I want you to hang on for me, if you will. We're talking about how you can get an education and not bankrupt yourself. Holly, the Money Therapist, her website, themoneytherapist.com. She's my guest. We'll come back and try to answer some more of your questions. Freshen up your coffee, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com.
Again, that's DollarDownfall.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat, but you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Contact a money planner or a CPA, someone like you, to say, look, here's what our income's like, here's what our situation's like. Johnny's going to school, he wants to get a job, but are there financial planners that can lay out options like this for families?
Absolutely, and not just a financial planner, any type of person that is in that field. Like for me, I call that money map therapy. It's where you draw a line down the middle of the page. It's real simple. You could do it yourself, you know, and you write down on one side everything that you're wanting to accomplish, like what kind of career, how much money can you make? And on the other side, you look at the cost of the education. And when you write things out that way and you really look at it on paper side by side, then you can make better decisions because you're like, okay, wait a second. I want to be a teacher. I'm only going to make $50,000 max. Do I want to have a $200,000 loan? I mean, that's an extreme, but you get the point there. You can get really good advice, and you can get free advice from FASBA.com too. There's a lot of online services for that. I just think.
Now, what does that service? Wait, Holly, tell me that again. Now, you can get some advice about this online, you say, because we've got a lot of rural listeners. And what is that website again?
It's FAFSA, F-A-F-S-A. So that's the government loans that most people get. There's different kinds of loans that you can get, but that's the most popular. So, you know, the government has like a pool of money that they can give. So they give certain grants to people for different reasons. It could be a kid that was adopted or, you know, had some situation with a parent, maybe lost a parent. So they have those kind of programs. And the other thing is Scholar's Edge. Scholar's Edge, and you can Google this stuff very easily. One of my friends, it was a single mom, her daughter basically went online to every type of scholarship she could possibly get, even if it was only $1,000 or $10,000 or $5,000. And she got a free ride through college, a four-year degree, and she didn't have to pay one dime. And it was just she took the time to write the article or do it. Every one of these is different. So, you know, you just go online, you look and see what scholarships are available. And they do have a lot of different scholarships specific to ethnicities or, you know, just all different kinds of things. Like, take advantage of these opportunities for free money.
That's a good point. You got to do a little work at it. They're just not going to fall in your lap. And let me also give a suggestion to grandparents, Holly, and get your response to this. You know, I've got five grandkids, and when they're born, I put a little money into a special account. You can get a tax-free college account at any investment firm or your bank. And, you know, you say you put $1,000 in when your child is born, when your grandchild is born. Well,
right.
Over 18 years, that's going to be with interest, and with the interest rates being what they are, about $55,000 you will have generated. Now,
right.
That's not going to pay for everything, but as a grandparent, you might think, hey, I'll go to my bank and set up these little college funds, put $500 or $1,000 a year for my grandchild when they're born, and all of a sudden you've got a pretty good nest egg to help your child, your child with, so that your grandchild can do some more. So if everybody kind of pitches in and thinks and looks it over, you know, you can kind of make these things work and not run up this massive debt that we're seeing happening today.
Yeah, because the college inflation is 4 to 5 times higher than regular inflation. So it takes a village nowadays. I mean, it really does. Because, again, just statistically, only about 1/3 of parents can afford college. So anything you do, even if from the very beginning you only put $50 a month in, you would be surprised how much that accumulates also, and every bit helps. And then if you take advantage of things like community college and scholarships, that $55,000 will go a long way.
Yeah, if you take to the average wage earner, if you've got a company, and this doesn't apply to everybody, but if you're working for a job with a company and you've got some benefits, you let them direct deduct $50 a month, $100 a month out of your paycheck, you're not really even going to notice that. It's going to build up tremendously in that fund. Now, one more thing I want to ask you in the time we have left here, if you will, Holly. You mentioned something called salaries.com. Which is,
right.
That's a site where you can see what occupations pay what? Is that what that's for?
Exactly. And then it actually is very detailed. So it shows you if you have this kind of a degree, this is about what you can make. This is what you can make during your lifetime. And it compares it to the average cost of college. So it actually gives you like a rate of return on your investment in college. So it broke it down, and this is just an article. There's lots of articles everywhere, but I love this website. And it gives you an idea like, oh, okay, if I go into this field, I can be very profitable, and it'll be in line with my loan. Because it has to be, your career has to be in line with your loan. It has to make sense. So you may be able to afford loans for a high-end university if you're going to be in a field that allows you to make, you know, $80,000 to $150,000 a year versus being stuck at $50,000. Because some people want to do the type of work that doesn't pay and the money's not the most important thing for them. So then you can make decisions on where you're going to get your education.
Well, you know, I haven't gone to that site, but, you know, there's some areas that a lot of kids just don't have any idea, but when they look at what they can make and they look at certain fields, they look at healthcare, for example. I don't care what the financial situation is in this country. You're always going to have a need in the whole healthcare field, financial
right.
services, specialized construction, chemical engineers. I think there's plenty of need for lawyers. Used to be lawyers just went out to practice law. Now lawyers, a lot of companies are bringing in lawyers to kind of be help them internally now. So if you pick and choose areas like that where you see there's going to be a need in the next 15, 20 years, then you're more apt to pick a profession. Look, I was an English major and specialized in Charles Dickens. Well, there's not a huge need out there for Dickens scholars.
English is on the list because a lot of English, I guess, people that graduate with an English degree do speech writing and other things. So, see, you'll be surprised what's on this list.
That's a good point. I sure need a speechwriter on this show. So, well, Holly, you put it in good perspective, and we sure appreciate the time. I want to, again, tell our listeners that they can get on that Internet, give it a shot. You can also learn more about Holly and her company, which is called themoneytherapist.com, Holly Signorelli, Holly the Money Therapist. Holly, thanks for spending some time with us. Have a good weekend. We look forward
to
talking to you again.
Absolutely. Bye-bye. Have a great Sunday. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Yeah, the best thing Holly said, I think, was just to check around. And grandparents do this, too. You know, your child is worried to death about what they're going to do with their child in terms of getting an education. You just can't wait to the last minute in terms of the planning. As Holly said, just a little bit each month really can compound and grow from the time that child's just had a new grandchild here about 3 months ago. I opened up a special college, like it's an IRA or a college investment account, did it at my local bank, and they take out of my account once a month a certain amount of money, and that's going to grow to where over 18 years, by the time that child goes to college, it's going to be a pretty good little nest egg to help my daughter with in terms of paying the college expenses for her child. And so a little advanced planning, you do that, and then you get on that Internet and you look for various scholarship opportunities. And, of course, that's a great motivation for your child, too. Say, look, now you got to keep those grades up because it's going to mean you're getting a great education and going on to a good profession that you want. And then kind of getting some options. I mean, a lot of kids don't know what they want to do at 18. But if they're very strong in math, I've got a young fellow I advise right here about his strength is math, and we're down in the oil sector of the country down here in Texas, Louisiana. And I said, well, you know, chemical engineers, we're on the Mississippi River, these chemical plants, he wants to come back here. And I said, you might be a great chemical engineer or an engineering background. He'd like that, so he's going to go off to Purdue, it looks like now, and major in chemical engineering. So, you know, advanced planning, thinking it through. Now, we haven't had time to talk about this. The other thing is, I don't want to pay that as a taxpayer, this massive debt of all this forgiveness. I want parents to be responsible and take care of themselves like most of us did. My parents couldn't help me much through college, so I worked and paid my own way and borrowed some money, and I made it all come together. And our kids can, too. So, but get involved. If you're a parent or a grandparent, get involved to help give some advice to your kids to make all that work. Jim Brown Show. We're going to take a break right now for the top of the news and come right back with you for another hour.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
True or false? Some contractors do business illegally without even knowing it.
It's true. I'm Stephen Klein, chairman of NAPAC, the National Association of Professionally Accredited Contractors. We help contractors operate their businesses properly to avoid government or private fines and lawsuits.
So someone may think their contract is legal, but it may not be?
That's right. The laws constantly change and it's hard to keep up with. NAPAC constantly monitors the laws state by state. We have the documents contractors need to operate safe and sound.
Why not just go to a lawyer?
You could, but most don't understand how home improvement really works. At NAPAC, we have the forms, guides, and agreements contractors need, approved by the nation's top remodeling law firm.
And now NAPAC will review any home improvement contract for basic compliance for free?
Absolutely free, but for a limited time only.
Scan both sides of your contract and email it to info@napac.net. info@napac.net. For a free confidential contract review, info@napac.net.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.